Tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. We invite you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. There you can find exclusive interviews, playlists, and featured albums. Up next on the queue is 3D Jazz Trio from the album 925. We are going to listen to Blues for CG, followed by Anthony Branker and Imagine from his album What Place Can Be for Us, a suite in 10 movements. The movement we're going to listen to, Indivisible.
listening to Modern Jazz Today. We've got a lot of new music headed your way. We're going to kick things off with Tom Rotella off his new album called Storyline. We'll check into Oddball. Then Joshua Redman's got a new album coming up entitled Come What May. We're going to listen to the single out right now, How We Do. And then Jonathan Bauer. The album's entitled Walk, Don't Run, and we're gonna check into The Closer. Let's dig in.
Thank you.
We're going to take a trip around the world. First up is Jazz Street Boys. The track is entitled Journée d'Amérique Latine off the album Jazz in Stock. Then we'll check into vocalist Randy Pontoppidan. She utilizes her voice as an instrument. The track is entitled Gionje, Three Geishas, off the album Rooms. Let's get this music flowing.
Kiki, 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 Ki À quel point appréciez-vous cette station? Des personnes dévouées à la communauté, des informations qui comptent vraiment pour vous, la musique que vous aimez. Cette station a besoin de votre soutien. Rendez-vous sur monirc.ca pour en savoir plus sur l'initiative pour la radio communautaire qui assurera le financement de base de cette station. Sur monirc.ca, vous trouverez un moyen simple de signer une pétition et de rédiger un email à envoyer aux responsables politiques qui doivent entendre votre message. 5 minutes et quelques clics suffisent pour faire une grande différence. monirc.ca.
This is Bird Note. Sandpipers, like these sanderlings at the beach, are hunched over, probing industriously, as if drilling for oil. But sandpiper bills are far more than drills. Many sandpipers have sensitive nerve receptors in their bill tips, so they can find unseen prey through touch, odor, and pressure changes. And so, they feed even at night. The variety of bill sizes and shapes among the sandpipers is astounding. The long-billed curlew sports a slender, down-curved bill that may reach 9 inches long. With such a tool, the curlew can probe deeply in the mud for marine worms or snatch a grasshopper from deep in the grass. At the other extreme of bill length, the turnstone lives up to its name. Using its short, stout bill as a crowbar, a turnstone turns aside rocks and mats of dried seaweed in search of small crustaceans. Those sandpipers with long, straight bills, such as dowitchers, are often described as stitching. As the bird probes for food, its beak moves rapidly up and down like the needle on a sewing machine. April brings many thousands of sandpipers to Delaware Bay on the Atlantic coast and Grays Harbor and San Pablo Bay on the Pacific. These and other such wildlife refuges are crucial to the migration of these fascinating birds. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. It keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia.